Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever had the experience of waking up some morning and asking yourself, how have I gotten to this place in life? What's happened to me? Where did I go wrong? The realization that you were in the wrong place under the wrong set of circumstances hit you like a ton of bricks. You suddenly realized that you had missed the right turn a few miles back down the road. And now you're asking, how do I get out of this mess? Or is there a way out at all? Long ago, Jesus told us about such a person, a young man who wanted his inheritance when he was young enough to enjoy it. According to the record, he set off for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living. Eventually, tough times confronted him. One day, he woke up realizing he had messed up his life. The following guidelines will help you straighten out your life and your thinking when you realize that poor choices have gotten you into trouble and you want out. Guideline number one, realistically evaluate where you are. Now, this young man did just that. He came to his senses, is how Jesus put it. Straight thinking begins when you honestly admit to being where you are. Guideline number two, bury your pride. It takes a great deal of humility to do this, but it's absolutely necessary to get back on track. This young man asked himself, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? Guideline number three, formulate a plan. Do you know where you want to be, where you want to go? And though you have a goal and plan on getting back on track, you only wander in circles. It's at this point that a trusted friend or a counselor can help you, someone who's honest enough to tell you the truth without flattery or the intent to further hurt you. The young man Jesus told about said, I will set out and go back to my father. He knew where he wanted to go. A plan is necessary, but it isn't the hardest part of the journey. The next step is. Guideline number four, admit your failure. This step requires humility and the honest admission that you were wrong. Father, confessed the young man, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. That, friend, is tough for anyone. It may require your saying something like that to your wife or husband, to your father or your employer. Certainly, it requires our admitting failure, perhaps sin, openly and candidly before God. Guideline number five. Follow through. A lot of people are willing to admit failure, but they only grovel in despair because they are not willing to put one foot in front of the other and do something about it. Follow through requires motion. So he got up and went to his father, is the way Jesus described this important step. He had rehearsed his lines. He knew exactly what to say, but he didn't know how he would be received. And what happened? Here's the record. But when he was a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Most people are far more willing to forgive you and to help you straighten out your life than you may expect. Guideline number six, make restitution as necessary. If people refuse to forgive the harm that you have done, the problem is theirs, not yours. But you have done the right thing in admitting your failure and asking for forgiveness. The result in your life is restoration and peace. When you admit that your thinking has gone wacky, it is time to do something about it. And that decision can take you back home.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.